Now will you notice as we move on here, then said Jesus unto them again. Now he'll give them another allegory. Listen to this. I'm the door of the sheep. He's the door of the sheep. Now he's moved in. He talked about the door into the sheepfold. Do you see what he's saying now? He says, not only did I come in through the door, but now I am the door. And in the 15th chapter of John's Gospel, he's going to say, I'm the genuine vine. That before, the vine was Israel, but now it's not a relationship to a nation or a religion, but it's a relationship to Jesus Christ, a personal relationship. So here he says, I'm the door of the sheep. That is, if you're going to come in now to the fold, why, the fold is not just the nation Israel. The fold now will be where his sheep are brought in, and he'll make that clear just a little later. Now will you notice, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. That's a great comfort to know today that though we have these cults and isms, God's sheep just won't permanently follow that. One day they're going to get out of it. And I've observed that over the years. They may get in a cult, but they sure will get out of a cult. And I've seen multitudes of people that have done that. And that the sheep won't hear them permanently. They just won't stick by it at all. They know that they're not listening to the voice of the shepherd at all. Now he moves around and uses another figure of speech here. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Did you know that this was the verse of Scripture that John Hancock was brought to Christ by the use of it? That is, one night, John Witherspoon, one of the great preachers of the 13 original colonies, he was one that signed the Declaration of Independence, and it was his speech that caused John Hancock to say, hand me the document, I'll sign it, and he signed it first. And that's the reason we say today, put your John Hancock right down here. That means you sign it. He went one night to hear John Witherspoon preach, and he took as his text this verse, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And so on the way home that night, John Hancock was meditating on this text. As he thought about it, he says, I've always thought John Witherspoon was a very intelligent man, but said the night is ridiculous. How can anybody be a door? And how can you go in the door? Well, he arrived home and he had a big bunch of keys, and he put the key in the door, and he pushed the door open and stepped in, and then from the hallway into that great living room. And when he did, he'd come out of the darkness into the light of his home. And when he stepped inside there, having opened the door, he said, now I see. And the family that was sitting there, they all began to laugh. They said, sure you see. You out in the dark. Now you've come in where you lie. Oh, he says, you don't understand. He says, you know, Jesus is the door. And I never saw that before. And the key is faith. And just as I opened that door with the key that I had, and I came in out of darkness into light, I've done that now. I see that Jesus is my Savior, and I'll accept Him. I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. But the thief cometh not, but for to steal and kill and to destroy. And listen to him now. I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, friends, I think the test of a church or an organization or a radio program, and it's the test of this one, is somebody getting rich out of it. Is somebody living, using again a common colloquialism, living high on the hog. That's the reason that I urge all people that come to Southern California, all of our listeners, come by and see our headquarters. We're delighted with it, and we're proud of it in the right sort of way, I hope. But you will find we're not living in lush quarters. They're comfortable, they're adequate, but they're not lush. And I want people to know that, because You see, today there are a lot of religious organizations. May I say, that's the test. The Lord Jesus said, the thief, he cometh not but to steal, to kill, destroy. He doesn't come to help people. But he says, I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Isn't that wonderful?